flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the program. Here on Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Here on Thursday. Yes, it is.
Okay.
You have Vegas did not derail you that much.
No, it's Thursday. I knew that. And I also know that the Oregon Ducks are playing after us tonight.
Yes.
Looking to get revenge against UCLA, who banked one in.
God dang, what do you think?
To beat them the first meeting.
That was their first loss of the year.
I'm getting more info on our Dan Campbell, Holly Campbell sexy pick.
Mm-hmm.
One, it is from Vegas. They are at a pool because she said what happens in Vegas gets posted online several years later.
Makes sense.
So that would
ha-ha, tee-hee.
Yeah, I mean, she's in a bathing suit. Yeah. He doesn't have a shirt on. Yeah. He's smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, what's more Vegas than that?
Yeah, but you know, that photo doesn't get posted unless they're both looking hot.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he was aware that photo was getting posted.
It was apparently a post. So she, on her Instagram story, she commented on a graphic from Detroit Sports Daily that read, nearly 75% of Lions fans would rather win a Super Bowl than find true love.
That's depressing.
I think that depressed Holly as well.
That should depress.
Which is why she was displaying.
Well, I think Detroiters feel like finding true love is easier than winning a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's a valid point, but still.
Most people think that?
I'm just saying, if you have the option to find true love and be with someone for, like, even not even forever, I just give you...
I think the people that are voting on that already have the true love. That's what I think is happening here.
No.
Right.
Really? How many married people you know? I don't think that many people find true love. Most people I know that are married hate each other. That's just me.
Well, anyway, that's the latest on Holly and Dan.
Yeah. Well, my head coach. That's my head coach.
And someone said that he looks a little bit like Travis Kelce back in the day. Or Dan Campbell back in the day looks like Travis Kelce. And he does.
Yeah.
He was the original Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Holly, no T Swizzle, but you know. Travis Kelce growing out his hair too a little bit. He's got some locks going now. There's some room. I mean, the speculation, which, by the way, has no merit to it whatsoever, is if Kelce wins three in a row, because he's like 35, 36.
He's done, huh?
Does he propose to T-Swizzle on the field, break the internet, right off into a billion-dollar marriage?
And I found odds on this, by the way.
Yeah, people are talking.
What are the odds?
Stunningly short. The odds are on a player proposing to their girlfriend on the field after the game.
Okay.
Plus 300.
That's any it? Player?
Any player.
Well, doesn't a player usually do that?
I don't know. So. There was a random Commanders player who proposed to his gal after they made the playoffs or something like that.
But I don't remember anyone proposing after the Super Bowl. That's usually when you go out and you get the ladies of the evening. You don't propose.
I think they found a sucker bet for the public, and they're getting people to load up.
Yeah. I'm going to look this up and see if anyone proposed at the Super Bowl.
I bet there's more than you think.
I feel like we would know.
I bet it hasn't happened a bunch.
No, that's a weird. It's a weird place,
especially because like you're still in the moment, like with your team. Like isn't that kind of at the forefront there?
And what if you lose? For God's sakes!
I believe Taylor Rapp did it.
Taylor Rapp did it.
Really?
After I'm in the preliminary stages of my Google search. But
oh yeah, it says right here after the Super Bowl. But was it on the field?
Yeah, right after Super Bowl, right on the field. There's video of it.
Huh. All right, well, go Taylor Rapp, now of the Buffalo Bills. So, and UW fame. Well, we stand corrected then.
Well, Taylor Rapp just... Not we, you.
I. Taylor Rapp not famous enough for me to remember.
Yeah, I think there's been more than that, too. I feel like it happens from time to time.
Oh, yeah, man.
But
look, is that a baller move?
No, I don't like it.
No? You win the Super Bowl?
I don't like
it. You're on the field. You're amongst the confetti.
You want to know why I don't like that?
Yeah.
Because I think it makes it more about you than her.
Mm.
And I don't think that... I think there are some women that wouldn't like that. Not all.
You're just trying to leverage it into the greatest moment of all time instead of it being about your relationship.
That's right.
I get it.
And I think that Tay-Tay... I feel like Tay-Tay ain't having that.
No.
And he's smart enough to know that.
Believe me. You can't convince me that Taylor Swift wouldn't gut you.
But
like
he's cringe enough to think it's a good idea, at least before she stops him.
I don't think he is.
That's the most famous.
You heard his post-game pressers? He is awfully cringe.
That is the most famous woman in the world.
He's a meathead, but there's a reason.
And you're going to do that?
But there's a reason he's still with her.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously playing his cards right.
I think you're right. I think that he would pump the brakes, but I think natural Travis Kelce would want to go ahead and do this.
Well, he's probably had the thought.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. We're all meatheads in our own way. I've had a few meathead thoughts that I didn't follow through on.
Yeah.
Maybe a few.
Yeah. That's not happening. But if it did, the internet would... It would break the internet. It absolutely would. Half the people would love it. Half the people would lose it and hate them. But that's just...
Well, I talked to a Swifty not too long ago.
Some
friends Kelce? Were in town from New York, and we met them at a hotel to have a drink, and their daughter was with them. She was 12, 13. They were getting ready to go up to the Seattle show to watch Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, her name was Kate. I said, Kate, what do you think of Tay-Tay and Travis? And she said, I think he could do better. I'm sorry. I totally butchered that. I think she could do better.
Okay. I was like...
I don't really like him.
You can do better than the most famous woman in the world?
Yeah, she thought she could do better.
Yeah.
So I don't know how all the Swifties feel, but
that's
my research on the matter.
I understand.
I think they're great for one another.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. It's a celebrity relationship, so don't we all assume that something...
No, this is the real one.
This is the one. This is the one.
Right here. They're like Holly and Dan Campbell.
We all know that relationships are dicey at best, right? It's like it's a 50-50 proposition. And you put a celebrity factor into that, like, what is that, like, go down to, like, 1 out of 10? And then you throw in the fact that it's not just a celebrity, but it's two celebrities. We're down to, like, 4%. And one of those celebrities is the most famous woman in the world. Like, I mean, that's just, that's ass. If they make it, God bless America, then that is indeed true love.
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 True love.
Who is it? Jessica Simpson. Maybe there's something about tight ends, because... Jessica Simpson was married to a tight end, Eric Johnson, who we had the same agent. We came out around the same year.
Former 49ers great, Eric Johnson.
And he was a super nice guy. And when he got Jessica Simpson, I was like, son of a bitch. Because I still had his number, but I didn't text him because, like, what am I going to say?
So heard you got a hot wife.
Yeah.
Tell Jessica hello.
Well, I just was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh my God. Because he was a tight end from Yale, and we knew each other from back in the day. And I hadn't talked to him in years, but I thought to myself, oh my God. Like a journeyman tight end just landed Jessica Simpson, and the amount of money and the hotness and all that, they just got divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How many years? I mean, do we give him credit for?
Yeah, I think they made it like 10 years, couple
kids.
There
you go. That's good.
And
that's
I hope he gets some alimony.
What's the guy's name?
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah, her and Nick didn't last that long, did
they? No. They had a couple kids and, you know.
Who? Nick or
no,
Eric?
No. Eric and.
Eric and Nick?
Eric and Nick. They adopted.
Had babies?
A nice Chinese baby. It was adorable. No, they. Him and.
I'm gay.
Had a couple kids and. I'd like to think that he gets, he gets taken care of.
We do have a prediction.
Jessica Simpson's worth like $1 billion.
The Vancouver Fort text line, 503-864-6326. Prediction, I want it on the record.
Yeah.
This is not mine. This is a texter. Taylor will stay with Travis until it comes out that he's been inappropriate with multiple masseuses.
Ah! Bless America.
And masseuses is the plural. It's just hard to say. Masseur is a male, and a masseuse is a female.
By the way.
Oh. So what do they call multiple? So multiple masseurs is masseurs?
Masseurs, yeah, it sounds like
yeah. That. A masseur is a male
masseuses,
and then yeah, masseuse, masseuses, masseur, masseurs.
What if you have a group of half women masseuses and half men masseurs? What do you call that group? Like males, like you call them masseurs and masseuses?
Masseusex.
Oh, I like that.
You know, we're doing that with Latino, where it's Latinx now.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, I like that. We just throw masseuse an X sex. On it and call
wow.
it good.
Sounds sexy, too.
Yeah. That does add some spice. That adds some heat.
That might give the Justin Tuckers of the world the wrong impression, actually.
That's true.
Why are we talking about this? Okay, so Travis.
Well, we were talking about tight ends and celebrities, and that led to masseurs. And
Dan Campbell got us here.
Dan, again, more tight ends.
The old Travis Kelce, the original Travis Kelce. Dan Campbell.
You know, the new trend in the NFL is hiring offensive coordinators that were tight end coaches. That's the new sexy trend.
Why?
Because it blends. You now in today's NFL game, you want someone that blends the run game and the pass game. Mm. And tight end coaches have to have a foot in both worlds. So like Sean McVay and Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson. I think Leon Combe was one of these guys. Yeah, they love, apparently, the key to success in the NFL.
Okay.
Become a tight ends coach.
Well, I was saying this back in 2002, but no one would listen to me.
No one would. It comes around.
Okay, well, she is back. And boy, the timing wasn't great. That's next on The Fan. Did I hear a no one controls your penis drop in there?
Yeah. By the way, that's a great drop.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
And also, who's in charge of your penis? I kind of wanted to see the wang.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
I love your penis, man.
I spent the break doing some serious internet research because a texter pointed out Travis Kelce has a type. Now, I'm not familiar with Travis Kelce's dating history. I wasn't aware that he dated anyone before T-Swizzle.
You think this is his first?
Well, I assumed he dated people. I didn't know who he dated. I didn't know he was really a thing before.
He was on reality shows.
Had a show called Catching Kelce. It was like he was the subject of a dating show.
I missed that one, but I found the four or five women that he dated before Taylor Swift.
They don't look like her, do they?
Let me tell you, that is a radical departure.
Yeah.
Every one of them is, how should I say, a very curvy, voluptuous, full-figured black woman.
Oh.
And now we're with a skinny... skinny white gal who does appear to be more along the lines of a twink. So it's
So what are you saying?
It's a radical departure.
Well, it happens.
It does happen. You know,
I think when Taylor Swift is in your orbit, you shoot your shot. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, damn, she
It's just weird, like if your favorite food is Chinese food, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you can only eat one food for the rest of your life, and you choose like...
It's my birthday. We're having Mexican. What?
That's a little... You're a little like, whoa. Yeah, just saying.
Look, he's not dumb, okay? He knows what she's worth.
He's worth a lot, too.
Maybe but I think she's not dumb either, so...
Well, no, she's. I'm just saying that... Look, I think they're a great match. All I'm saying is, if you had a type...
Yeah.
Which you do,
yeah.
And all of a sudden somebody comes along who is not that type, but also attractive and likes you for all the right reasons, but is worth $30 billion, something tells me you might like that too.
Exactly, but I'm going to ask you this. You meet Nurse Nice, right? many, many moon ago.
She's my type.
She's your type. Love, you're like, oh man, Nurse
She's
Nice.
A brunette.
She's great. You guys are dating for a bit and everything is going great. And you're like, I think this is the one. This is perfect. And you know, as you get to know each other, you start talking and you find out that her last five boyfriends, 6-7 black guys. And you're, there's not a part of you that would be like, what am I, what am I?
Black dumb.
What am I? you're like, what am I doing?
I don't.
You're like, you're telling me that you wouldn't feel remotely insecure.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I got a hog, man.
You're just like, yeah, clearly.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Yeah. Something tells me that for a while there, you might be mildly insecure.
Nah.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
No. You don't think Taylor Swift.
It's love.
You don't think Taylor Swift is mildly insecure. Even though she's the most famous woman in the world, is worth $1 billion. You don't think she looks at that series of voluptuous black ladies and doesn't think to herself, really? Really? Me?
Yeah, but she's like, let's see them perform $1 billion world tour or
I
whatever.
I think she's looking at them like, smart move, dude. Not, you know, I mean, not in a racist way. I'm just saying, like, she's just a catch. She's a catch and she knows it.
I'm just saying, you know as well as I that that would be rolling around your head. 100%.
No, I'd just be like, I just accentuate my strengths, you know. Compared to those guys. I'm going to show you my boobs.
You see a photo of them in their shirtless. They look like Dan Campbell. Got a bunch of ripped abs. She was dating Tyrese before you. You're like, damn it. Akon was in there. You're like, maybe an NBA player or two.
Akon?
Oh.
Who's that?
You don't know Akon? Beautiful black R&B artist.
All right.
Couple NBA players. You know, throw. She was dating Dwight Howard before you. You're like, oh, man. Jim Jeffries does a good bit on that. He was with his model girlfriend and found out that she had dated a couple members of the Miami Heat. So that's a little, that's tough. That's a tough one. You're like, ah.
Not for this stud.
You're like, point guard? Nah, center. Power forward. Like, damn it.
Where were we?
I don't know. No one knows.
Well, we're going to get to the impact of the big weather that's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Next in the news. Oh, I know what I tell you. I have one last little bit from social media today, today, and that is the return of the great Tonya Harding.
Oh yeah, someone
did you see this?
Yeah, someone pointed that out to me.
So she is now on social media.
I follow her.
I like that in her post, she basically explained she just figured out how to do this, like 20 years behind all of us.
Yeah, and I don't know how you would describe how she's looking, but boy,
well, she's lost weight. Can we give her that?
Weathered?
We can give her that, but man, is she? And look, she's older. Okay, so
after Top Gun, Tom Cruise went one way and Kelly McGillis went the other. She did the Kelly McGillis.
She looks almost like a 75-year-old woman.
She's 54.
She clearly smokes.
She's lost a lot of weight. And if you are from Vancouver and you frequented any bars, there are legendary Vancouver, Ridgefield, Le Centre, Yakult bar stories about one Tonya Harding. She likes to have a good time.
She parties. We know that. Yeah, it's just that we haven't seen her for years, and now she pops up, and it's the timing of her pop-up that has really got everybody flummoxed, because she, of course, famous for the... Yeah. Well, we all know.
Well,
I mean,
Galooly.
She's
local,
you know, celebrity of sorts here.
Yeah, yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan, the whole thing. But she posts on social media, it's a short video of her going, "Hey, guys! Can't wait to connect!" On the day, figure skating community loses 14 in the big Potomac.
I think that might have
crashed.
I think that's just one of those weird.
You think that's a coincidence?
I don't think she set
you
out.
You think she
be...
had something to do with it?
No, I don't think she had something to.
Oh wow!
Good grief!
Well, if you don't think it's a coincidence,
Buckley off the top rope. What?
It's
does she have that sort of power? But by the way,
well, you said I assume it's just some sort of coincidence. Dude, well, yeah, what else would it be?
Harding's behind the.
Well, what else would it be
so
besides a
many
coincidence?
Cuckoo it internet be... theories about why and how that went down.
Awful convenience. She chooses to damn.
I'll tell you what, the
Tonya
Harding
up.
One is like the third strangest one that I've heard.
By the way, I see it. I'm watching TV. I'll get back. Iron Rigs, do you know what that is?
No.
I don't either, but guess who their spokesperson is?
Is it a sport?
Tonya Harding?
No, but that's a good guess.
Is this like Slippery Driving?
Justin
Tucker. One of those reality shows?
Iron Rigs spokesperson, Mike Barrett.
What?
He is everywhere. I just saw him on my TV promoting something else. He promotes Bi-Mart. He promotes Bellagio's.
We just found out. It's a truck accessory store in Beaverton.
Did he start it? Because he's the spokesperson.
Dude, that guy has more staying power. Look, when's the last
time?
He hasn't done the Blazers thing in like, has it been like eight years? 9 years? Dude, that guy's everywhere. Yeah, Iron Rigs.
Big stud. Anyway.
Is Mike Barrett an Iron Rigs sort of guy?
Yeah, he kind of is.
Is he a big truck dude?
Well, you know, he's...
He's a cowboy.
He's a Yellowstone.
Good trucks, balls,
He's a Yellowstone guy.
He's a Yellowstone guy.
You know, he's got that cowboy hat photo that he likes. And,
Damn. Wait, when you say he's got that cowboy hat photo he likes, he's notorious for having a photo of him in a cowboy hat?
He is a model for like a Western wear sort of.
It's his photo that he chose for his, on his phone.
Like a profile
pic
and stuff?
His profile
pic. Okay.
So when you text him, that...
So yeah, that is the photo that you like of yourself the most, or at least close to it.
Yeah, he put that on. And he claims he doesn't know, because we asked him about this once, and he claims he doesn't know how that got there. Yeah.
Just like you don't know how Isaac E. Roop got into my phone.
Yeah, and I don't. Did you hear that story?
No.
When I go to text Isaac, it drives me crazy, because I start to type in R-O-P for ROP, and nothing comes up, because in my phone... He is saved with his user information and the photo he chose as Isaac E. Roop, R-O-O-P. And he has no idea how,
no way.
I put it in like that.
No idea. And I check my phone to just make sure my S was tight, and it was. Yeah. Properly spelled, right photo, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, I have no idea what that is. And there are, look, in Mike Barrett's defense, there are things with this grandiose iPhone thing that we've got going on here.
Yeah.
There are things that we don't, I mean,
they just happen.
As olds, like, we just don't get how that happens.
No.
Things change, like, all of a sudden your contacts are different or something changed. You know, you have no idea how you did it.
Yeah.
Your
photo, when you call me or you text me because you don't call, it's your shirtless beefcake photo from your Italian cruise.
Well, you put that in.
I put that in.
Yeah, yeah. So, because you can change it. The photo for somebody in your phone.
And there's no way that is ever not going to be your photo. It's fantastic. You're wearing a fedora, the chest meets out. It's fantastic.
So anyway, there he is again. Look at him, Mike Barrett.
Oh, he's wearing Carhartt?
Iron Rigs.
Yeah, he's wearing the Carhartt. I wish he was wearing the cowboy hat, though.
Unbelievable.
You know he's got some boots on right there.
So anyway, the idea would be that Tonya Harding would be using the figure skating news to sort of catapult her reemergence.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Which I doubt she did.
No.
But that is what, that's why she is trending today. Not because she's suddenly on social media. It's because she chose the one day, if you don't know, 14 figure skating people from the figure skating community, coaches, parents, figure skaters, were on that plane that went down in D.C.
Is it possible that this is just the universe that took OJ Twitter away from us and the Lord giveth and taketh, so he took OJ and he's now given us Tonya. If Tonya was smart,
we always have to have one sports villain.
If she was smart, she would do the hey
Twitter world.
She would do it's Tonya.
Talk about her fantasy football lineup.
Yeah, she could do a lot worse than just redoing OJ posts.
Well, I mean, you know, is she akin to OJ? I mean, let's not call her a murderer.
No, but it's just like kind of the infamous sort of thing.
What if Bill Cosby showed up on Twitter?
I thought Bill Cosby died.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah, I think he got out of prison, right?
Yeah, he's out of prison.
Well, if you thought he died, how did you know he was out of prison?
Well, he got out of prison, but I thought he died because he was getting out of prison. I thought he got like a compassionate release because he was dying. Are we sure he's not dead?
No.
Okay. I thought he died.
I don't think he's dead.
Okay.
At any rate.
Still alive, 87. Still alive.
Okay.
Wow.
Tonya looks 87.
And his wife's still with him.
Can we get Tonya Harding on the program? Can we talk about Tonya Harding erotic fiction? Do I need to go more Tonya Harding erotic fiction?
It's not going to
Did she pen this?
No. Oh, this was before your time.
Yeah, I know not of what you speak.
Years and years ago, somehow Tonya Harding came up, and someone had built an entire website dedicated to Tonya Harding. And I found it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And there was a section of the Tonya Harding like fan page that was Tonya Harding erotic fiction.
Nice.
And people would write erotic stories about their encounters with Tonya Harding. And of course, I felt the need to share them with the fine people of Portland.
I like that.
I don't know if that webpage still exists, but I think I'm about to find out.
Look, it was hot.
Look, I mean, it got my attention. I'm a little sad that Buckley wasn't around for that. Involved that.
Dig through the archives.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, seeing someone after like ice skating practice, like some, maybe some massage work. was a couple at bars.
Just a Tucker situation.
Yeah, people put a lot of effort into it. You know, it was a whole community.
All right, well, the weather's moving in, and I've got some local sports news coming up next on In the News. Here's Buck.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Boys, I got a little treat for you. Come 6 o'clock.
Oh, great.
Yeah. A little something I like to call Tonya Harding Slave Girl. 28 chapters.
Whoa. Yeah.
Slave Girl? So is this more Tonya Harding erotic fiction?
Yeah, this is 1999 erotic fiction, copyrighted by your friend, the author. And I just want you to know that it does have the author. Well, it just says that's what he goes by.
Oh.
I don't think he puts his name out
there. Is it you? Is this your bit? You're trying to get your Tonya Harding erotic fiction?
I know he can't confirm or deny that.
I wrote this when I was like a sophomore in college, and I've been holding on to it for all these years.
Kind of tracking.
I just want you to know that someone wrote a story with 28 erotic Tonya Harding chapters. So come 6 o'clock, buckle up. Because okay. I found a couple excerpts, and I feel like the people need this.
I'm sure they don't, but they're going to get it.
Yeah.
It is January 30, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman, back in the saddle here. Thank you. Back from Las Vegas. Lost wages, am I right?
Ah, I see what you did there.
This segment here brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Croissant Day.
Oh, I love a good croissant.
Nice fresh croissant.
You can do a lot worse than... The other day, someone was, I think it might have been the morning crew, was asking best bread for a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And correctly put, someone was like, dude, you need to tell me what kind of sandwich we're having. Because there's not one universal
bread.
There's
no, yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're going breakfast sandwich, there's only one bread that
you,
I'm...
You can't do meatball with a croissant. That's not happening.
But you give me a breakfast sandwich, I only want one thing and one thing only to sandwich that thing, and that's a croissant.
Okay.
You toast a croissant, and you put some breakfast meat in there, maybe a fried egg. Oh, now we're talking.
Okay.
Get that English muffin right the hell out.
English muffin, way overrated.
I got no time for that crap.
It is also Yodel for Your Neighbor's Day.
No, I hate my neighbors.
But do you like yodeling?
I don't mind yodeling, but...
Are you a yodeler?
Not for those old bitches.
Do you yodel?
No. I mean, I've yodeled before, but probably in some sort of comical fashion. I've never sat around and thought, you know what I should do right now is yodel.
Put him in jail! Yee-hoo!
Probably more like when I'm watching The Price is Right, and the little mountain climber, you know.
Will you give us a yodel?
I just did.
A good one? A big solid one?
I don't know if I can...
That we can cut?
I don't think I can big one. I think all I do is yodel-hee-hoo. I think that's the only one that I got.
All right, let's cut that. See how that works out.
See how that works.
What?
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Maybe if I go to Oktoberfest sometime.
Big local sports news. I don't know if you saw, but former 1080 The Fan intern Brett Elliott has been hired to lead the football program at Lewis and Clark.
Yes. Linfield legend Brett Elliott, I believe.
Yeah. Of course, Lewis and Clark, the school of... Noted Odyssey Portland leader Ryan Cooley.
Ryan Cooley
played linebacker there.
Yes,
prestigious Gritty. Institution.
I wonder if Brett Elliott's going to reach out to Cooley for his linebacking prowess. I think he's got time. I mean, Dusty does both.
See if this branch of Odyssey can add to their NIL.
Does Lewis and Clark have NIL? I don't think they have
scholarships. Better hope so if you want to compete.
I don't think they have scholarships.
Do you think we'll be seeing Dusty get a head coaching position one of these days?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Why not? Not qualified?
I don't think he's really... Well, I heard that they lost the state title game due to poor wide receiver coaching. I heard that's the weak link on that team, but I don't know if he's necessarily... I don't know if he's necessarily gunning for that job.
Now, in other local sports news, trouble in, I would say Paradise, but it is not. It's just Monmouth, Oregon.
Yeah, does anyone consider Monmouth Paradise?
Western Oregon women's basketball players have sued the university for $28 million U.S. dollars, alleging abuse and retaliation.
Is that like their entire budget forever?
Nine former women's players filed a lawsuit in Marion County Circuit Court just yesterday,
yeah,
claiming retaliation from the school after they came forward with allegations of physical and verbal abuse from coaches just last year. Named in the suit are head women's basketball coach Jessica Petros, assistant coach DJ Marlowe, athletic director Randy Lightham,
Randy,
and the university president and dean of students. The nine players are represented by Portland lawyer Jason Kafari.
No, I've heard he's good. He's no Donegan.
Of Kafori family fame.
They should have called the advocates.
Yeah, so that's big news. Mm. They want $28 million in damages for what players described as bullying, verbal, and physical abuse in retaliation after say they were kicked off the team for having aired their concerns. Mm. 10 of the 12 players from last year's team did not return, including the nine who filed this lawsuit.
Mm. It's no good. It's no good.
In the complaint, players said coaches would put them through excessive conditioning drills, causing bloody feces, vomiting, weight loss, dehydration, injury, and mental anguish.
Wait, I had all of that. Can I sue my dead offensive line coach?
They allege coaches punished players for injuries, commenting on their bodies, took their phones away, and threatened them with more conditioning if they complained.
Man, I am not kidding. Every one of those things, minus the phone, because we didn't have phones, was done to me regularly.
Well, it's a different time.
Why? Can I go back and retroactively sue?
They made belittling comments.
Done.
Calling them brats or babies for complaining about alleged abuse and sought to constantly humiliate and pit players against one another.
That might be the nicest thing that my coach ever said to me.
It feels like you're describing just about every football program in America.
Yeah,
sports.
Like, I mean, honestly,
yeah,
this
sports.
Is...
old hat.
I mean, now I feel, I feel wronged.
Go get your bag, Sue.
Yeah.
Somebody owes you some
reparations. The suit is more than 50 pages long, and it includes extensive, specific allegations of primarily verbal abuse and disregard for player safety and mental health.
I once was told that I had a possible broken neck and may not be able to play again. When I went to get an MRI, my coach called me a effing loser and that's why I would never play again.
Dude, he's such an effing loser.
He's dead, though. I don't know if I can sue him, but, you know, good luck to the Western Oregon women. By the way, is this the first time that anyone has ever talked about the Western Oregon women on this program?
Did you know that they canceled their season six games in last year?
Again, I believe this is the very first time we have ever discussed.
We didn't have that in the Hot Five?
I don't think we had that in the Hot Five. But.
Well, they did.
I don't mean to belittle them. That sounds terrible.
It does. You're being a bit of a jerk.
I just said.
But.
I'm sympathizing with them. This sucks. I went through it, and it's terrible.
The coach is still there.
Again, mine dead. So they've got one up on me.
Petros.
$28 million.
$28 million.
Gosh.
Split that. Divide that by nine. What's that?
28 by nine. I mean, two and some change, right?
Yeah.
For each.
Player.
It should be three and some 28. Yeah, it'd be three. Three and a little bit of change.
Mm.
But then you got the attorney.
Well, you got to pay Jace.
Yeah, you got an attorney cut. So yeah, two and some change after taxes. You're bringing in one six, one seven.
Well, the weather is moving in, JC babes. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I heard it's actually going to be a little sooner than we thought. Huh?
We haven't had any rain. Still hasn't rained for a while.
No.
But now, here comes snow.
Dun.
Yeah, today makes 18 straight days of dry, which is a new record.
Wow, that's a new record, huh? For this time of year.
Well, that's what we reported in the news on Tuesday if we got to Thursday. So I think that's right for this time of year.
One of my neighbors across the street's got a roofing crew over there, and I've been making friends with them as I've been walking my dog in the morning. This was a big topic amongst them. They got to get the roof done.
Yeah. There's no rain. Comes down from heaven.
They're double timing it right now.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
Good dudes over there on that roof, though.
All right, so we'll get to what is going to happen, because we know, next on The Fan. All right, hello. We do have a couple of quick in-the-news follow-ups before we continue with our hot snow talk. Snow that probably won't happen. But, you know, you were talking about, or you asked the question, when's the last time Western Oregon sports was ever mentioned on our program? Mm-hmm. And a couple of the listeners bringing this story to our attention, and we did cover this.
Did we really? So this, I lied. 2008. This is not the first time.
It was many years ago. Mm-hmm. 2008, there was a Western Oregon softball player who hit a home run in a game.
Home run.
Got to first base, missed first base, as you do, mm-hmm. went back to tag first base on the home run trot, and collapsed with a knee injury.
I think, was this for in the national title game or something?
Now that I don't know. What ended up happening was the Central Washington players who were out on the field carried her to home plate.
Yeah.
They carried her around the bases.
I remember something about that. It wasn't like her team couldn't have and that like it. I briefly remember that story.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We that was Western
Oregon. And I wasn't even up here, and I remember that being a national story.
Yeah. Oh, it was big. Yeah. Big feel-good story.
Western Oregon women's softball.
That's right. Huh. That's right.
I would have never guessed that that's the Wolves, the Red Wolves, the Eagles, the what is the Western Oregon women? I want to give proper credit.
I don't know. The Hots. I don't know.
No one knows what Western Oregon is?
They are the Wolves.
Hey!
And their mascot's name? Wolfie.
Yeah.
I feel
pretty good. Clever.
I feel pretty good I came up with red. Are their colors red?
I think
now you're asking too many questions.
Subconsciously, am I just in tune with the Western Oregon?
I think they are red and white.
You should go down there. Yeah. I've spent a lot of time in Monmouth. Remember the Dairy Queen in Monmouth?
It's popping, right?
Yeah, they're red and white, or red and black.
We have family there.
Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time in Monmouth, unfortunately.
Used to be a dry town. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
And another texter saying they could see Dusty being the local radio and high school football head coach version of Doug Gottlieb.
Boy, wouldn't that
and
be...
I could see that, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, he bolts, right? Like, as soon as the show's over, he runs out of there to coach.
He could show Doug Gottlieb a thing or two about how to do that successfully.
Isn't Doug Gottlieb, isn't it like 3-20?
He's lost like 16 or 17 in a row.
They're tanking.
And I bet the show's ratings aren't great either.
Much like his ratings. Okay.
God.
Winter weather.
By the way, if you Google Doug Gottlieb, it just says Doug Gottlieb dealing with record losing streak. This from the Green Bay Post-Gazette.
Is he really dealing with it?
Well, I think he has to.
Or is he just cashing paychecks?
I'm dealing with it.
Winter weather is on the way. And as John says on the text line, this almost always means that it won't happen.
Probably.
Because when we start talking about it happening, mm-hmm. it gets everybody riled up, like my wife. Like, my wife is, like, queen of getting fired up about winter weather coming.
You don't...
She is the queen.
You have no idea. I'm already getting told the days that I can and cannot go into work by the BTJ for fear of being stuck at the studio.
I'm telling you, look, if we get snowed in, I want them to do our show for us.
Yes.
Then they would probably be snowed in too. I'm not really thinking this through very well.
From, like, they can zoom it in.
Yeah, and they could talk about it. And I tell you, my wife, I'll put her up against anybody.
I would love to see them go head to head.
The winter weather fear-mongering in our house, it is heavy.
It really is, yes.
She can't fly. She's supposed to go to San Diego for something. She's like, I can't go. I'm like, what? What do you mean you can't go? Again, I want to remind you, for the 500th time, think about all the cities that are in cold, snowy weather. Do you think every time it snows, they shut down the airport?
Shut it down. The answer to that question is
what
yes.
world does she live in?
Lives
anyway,
the same one that mine does.
The fear-mongering has begun. Now, what they're saying is 1 to 2 feet, perhaps even 3 feet
Oh no.
Of snow possible on Mount Hood. Now that is not Portland for those that are unaware. That is a mountain. And oftentimes
it snows.
It snows.
I've heard that about mountains occasionally.
So I'm not really sure why this one has all of a sudden got everybody, including my wife, all riled up. Maybe it's not everyone. Maybe it's just my wife. Maybe I'm living in this.
Well, I think it's just because of when this happened this time last year. It was a disaster for everybody.
Well, it was, but does anybody read the actual story anymore?
No, they just remember what happened last year and think the same thing's going to happen again this year. That's what they're just jumping to conclusions.
The story is about Mount Hood, not Portland.
They don't care.
Rob, I can see Mount Hood.
They hear snow in Oregon.
The same thing.
God.
As far as my gal is concerned, our studio may be at the precipice of Mount Hood.
Well, they are saying, I just saw a report from the great Matt Safino on my TV here, and he said that you could expect, it's possible that we get a rain-snow mix at times.
Mm. Ooh, a wintry mix?
From sea level to 500 feet.
Well, also know this, that my car is all-wheel drive, but I promise you, if there is a threat of snow, I will not be allowed to drive my car. I will be in the Bronco, and she will be at home. We're not driving in any sort of wintry mix. No. Yeah. And I will not be allowed to drive my puny all-wheel drive sedan. Nay.
Here's the best one. Make sure you chain up. Right. Like I'm gonna go spend 20 minutes putting chains on the tires
I think it's illegal, by the way, to drive with chains on regular roads. I don't think you can.
She's got chains back there. She got them in the back of the car. Gotta have them. I'm like, will you return these?
Nope.
I'm telling you, we're never putting these on the car. This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, still
like,
there.
We're never putting it. They're in there.
But the one
tag,
the one time you need them.
Don't you? I mean, you have all-wheel drive with a Subaru, and don't you have tires that when snow hits will be perfectly fine?
Yes.
So why would you need chains?
Could you come over to my house and explain that to her, please? She's clearly not listening to me.
So you have a Subaru. You don't just have all-wheel drive. You have symmetrical all-wheel drive.
That's
right. It's important when buying a Subaru. My car does not have symmetrical all-wheel drive, so I'm probably hooped.
And you crush the Subaru.
Yeah.
We'll be equipped.
Yeah. Not me. Regular all-wheel drive. Mine's not symmetric.
Dude, you're so screwed.
I'm probably hooped. Maybe the BTJ is right.
Well, that's all we have time for. That's, by the way, supposed to be like Saturday, over the weekend.
Yeah, it was supposed to come like Tuesday, Wednesday, but we moved it up a couple days.
Yeah.
I think we covered a lot, and I think we've all gone on a journey together today.
Yeah.
Journey of news and discovery.
It's a big weekend.
Oh, man.
Coming up next, it is time for the Hot 5 at 5. We have a myriad of stories, including one NFL player who you probably did not have on your bingo card being accused of being the new Deshaun Watson.
I did not.
That's next on The Fan.